Hey, welcome. Dr. Bob McNutt here, talking through one of my patients' questions. It's a 72-year-old gentleman, wonderful man, who has been getting PSA testing for prostate cancer for almost 15 years of his life. He's now 72 years old. Now, what PSA stands for is prostatic specific antigen. It is a blood test that people take usually on a yearly basis to see if there is any early prostate cancer in men. And this man at 72 years old was offered one more PSA testing when he called me and says, "Do I need this?" And the question is an interesting one, and because a lot of men get prostate a specific antigen testing. At one time, over 65% of men in the United States got a PSA test on a yearly basis. But a recent study, which I've highlighted for you in this post, is found that five large randomized controlled trials, excellent trials, that enrolled over 721,000 men, could not find that PSA screening improved life expectancy, and it was debatable on whether it would even improve prostate-specific mortality. In fact, I gave you a best-case scenario in the figure above that you're looking at as you listen to this little audio blog, and that was done with a sensitivity analysis and work by the statistical programs to even find that at best, maybe one life would be saved per 1,000 men over a 10-year period. So that is a very small difference. On the other hand, about 1% of people who have a prostate biopsy or do screening, that is, and then end up with a biopsy, about 1% will be admitted in the year, while none are admitted. So the benefit is questionable, maybe as much as 1 in 1,000 improvement over the 10-year period. And the harm is that screening may lead to a 1% increased chance of being hospitalized, which is a tough decision for a man to make. Now, as a side, this is an interesting patient's case because this man has what some researchers call quote-unquote comorbid conditions. That means that he's got other diseases he has to worry about. He has abnormality of his heart and the valve and his aorta and some of the coronary arteries, which would make him a higher risk of any procedure for prostate specific treatment, even if he was found to have cancer. So I'm not sure what he'll decide. But he looked at the evidence and said, "Wow, that's a pretty small difference for me." And maybe in a later podcast, I'll be able to tell you how he did. And I want to thank him for sending in the question. And I think it serves as an interesting point for everyone. You can see that very little benefit in terms of even prostate-specific mortality and some harm associated with it, making it a very difficult decision to support. And we'll see how he does. Well, thanks for listening today. This is Dr. Bob signing off. All the best.